My guest today will be jockey Ted Atkinson. I doubt if Ted will offer a system for beating the races, but I know whatever he has to say will be of interest to racing fans the country over. I'll spring the starting gate with my guest, Ted Atkinson, right after this important message. Teddy Atkinson, we look at the glamour of horse racing. We look at 10% of a $100,000 gate, and you say, this is great. Now, what about the other guys? Is this a tough way to make a living?
Well, I should say for 90% of the riders in the country, it's a hard life.
Do you get a percentage for every time you ride a horse? Or
no. In major racing areas, the going mount fee is $20 for a mount finishing fourth or further back. $25 for a third place, $35 for a second place, and $50 for a winner. Now, those fees must be paid. However, throughout the East, and I suppose in the major racing areas elsewhere, 10% of a winning purse is regarded as a proper fee. Winning purse.
Not second and third.
Not second and third.
They get no percentage of that.
Not as a rule. In stake races, the percentage of second, third, and fourth money is given to the jock usually when it is an out-of-town engagement, not when it's in his own bailiwick.
What, Ted, makes Arcaro, Shoemaker, Atkinson, Ussery, Icaza, guys like this, great jockeys?
Well, I think timing, of course, is very important. The hands that a boy sort of acquires over a period of time, because none of them seem to have it. I say none. I can think of a few riders I think were naturally born riders, but I think most of us have to learn that communication of hands to horse. And that is perhaps the basic thing that makes one rider better than another.
What horse stands out in your mind that you've ridden, Teddy?
Tom Fool was my best mount.
Tom Fool was your horse you like best, Teddy Atkinson. Do you remember a particular race that stands out in your mind that you'd like to see run over again?
Well, I thought one of his most outstanding races was the Carter Handicap here at the Old Aqueduct in 1953. He carried 136 pounds, came from fifth or sixth place away from the gate, and went through the stretch under a stout hold, equaling the track record.
Teddy Atkinson, thank you very much for taking the time to come by and say hello to our audience.
Thank you, Jack. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.